a literary legend has died. Not an author, but the publisher behind some of the most famous and controversial writers of the 20th century. Barney Rossett gave American readers their first taste of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. He also published uncensored versions of classics by Henry Miller and D.H. Lawrence that had been considered scandalous. To do that, Rossett fought literally hundreds of court cases that helped to break down U.S. obscenity laws in the 1950s and 60s. Barney Rossett died last night in New York City, just a few months shy of his 90th birthday. John Kalish has this appreciation.
Barney Rossett was the son of a wealthy Chicago banker. During World War II, he served as a photographer and afterwards tried his hand at filmmaking. Then, in 1951, he bought a nearly defunct publishing company named Grove Press.
Grove Press was three titles and maybe 100 copies of each, right? Enough to fit in a suitcase. No financial records, no nothing.
Rossett published Waiting for Godot in 1954 because no other American publisher was interested in Samuel Beckett, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1991.
When I started publishing, I most definitely would have liked to have published Hemingway and Faulkner and Fitzgerald, but they were already published.
In 1957, Rossett launched the Evergreen Review, which became one of the most important magazines of the 1960s counterculture. 2 years later, he found himself waging a legal battle over D.H. Lawrence's novel Lady Chatterley's Lover because of its frank sexuality. Rossett went all the way to the Supreme Court, where he won a First Amendment victory. But that was just part of a calculated strategy to publish another banned book, Henry Miller's 1934 autobiographical novel, Tropic of Cancer.
To do Lady Chatterley's Lover before Tropic of Cancer would be more acceptable because D.H. Lawrence was a famous writer and revered at many levels, and Lady Chatterley would be more feasible to make a battle plan for, and we did exactly that.
Rossett landed in court hundreds of times, battling obscenity charges over books and the popular Swedish film I Am Curious Yellow. Again, Rossett prevailed. And though the success of that film helped pay many of his legal bills, Rossett was never about making money, says Claudia Menza, a former managing editor at Grove.
Barney didn't publish erotica because he thought it would help us monetarily. He published it because he liked it. That's the way he published everything. He did it because he liked it.
Over the years, Grove Press published John Kennedy Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces and Eric Burns' popular look at transactional analysis, Games People Play. Rossett published the autobiography of Malcolm X after Doubleday dropped it and a who's who of 20th century playwrights. Grove Press's place in American literary history is considerable, says Stan Guntarski, a professor at Florida State University.
It nourished other writers. It nourished the intellectual climate of the United States. It produced a whole host of editors that went on to work for other presses, to found their own presses. It had a profound impact in a broad cultural venue.
But Barney Rossett was never a very good businessman, and Grove was often in financial trouble. He was forced to sell in 1985. And though he continued publishing online, Rossett told NPR 3 years ago that the loss of Grove Press and his shortcomings as a businessman still haunted him.
I think we published a lot of good books. A lot. But I ultimately goofed terribly.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.